And I want to talk a little more deeply about what is God's intention about all the things that come through our hands. If everything belongs to Him, it really comes down to how we set our priorities, doesn't it? We tend to invest in the things in our life that are most important to us.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Dr. Randy begins his series, God's Intention for Your Money. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. We're ready to go. I'm going to take you over to the teaching studio very quickly here, and we begin this three-day series on God's intention for money, day one today. This is a really big deal. I recorded this a while ago with my staff and visitors here at our center, and I want to share it with you because here's what we believe in intentional living. It all does belong to Him. Intentional living is not rocket science when it comes to such things as handling money. You can get out of debt if you're intentional. You can experience freedom financially if you choose to be intentional. It's not a secret. Intentional living is not a mystery. It's not beyond your reach. It begins with a decision, and it will end with freedom. And the principles that we're going to teach today are very basic because, let's face it, money is a math issue. That's really what it is. It's a math issue. I mean, it's simple sixth grade math, and you can figure out most of what you need to know about spending less than you make over an extended period of time. But it's also a heart issue in terms of where your heart is. You know, it says that the love of money is the challenge, not money itself. So we're gonna give you some really practical stuff here today that I think will help you during these next 3 days, in fact, as we talk about God's intention for money. Okay, let's move on over to the, just before we begin, I just want to say thanks to everybody here in November because we're wrapping up the month today. I want to thank you for praying for us. I want to thank you for your financial support for this listener-supported ministry with only, only about a month to go now, right? A few weeks to go. Over about 20% of all the support needed will be coming in the next 4 or 5 weeks. Thank you for your support. I appreciate it. All right, let's get on over to the Teaching Center and begin God's Intention for Money. You know, the lesson this month is called God's Intention for Money. And I think we could summarize the lesson on God's intention for money is it's all His, right? We are to use it wisely. We're to spend less than we bring in. We're to tithe, we're to save, and we're to live on the rest. End of lesson. Shut off the tape recorders and we can all go home. I mean, we don't need to elaborate a great deal more about what God's intention is for money. But I would like us to think a little bit more deeply about what is God's intention for all of the things that come through our lives. When I'm on the radio, I talk about 10-10-80, that God's intention is that we tithe, right? That's a biblical teaching. We see it as a principle, we see it as a teaching, we see it as a command throughout Scripture, and there's some great spiritual blessing from being a tither. And for many, that's a difficult thing. And I would encourage all of us, if we're not tithing, and I tell people, get started where you are today. If it's 2% or 3%, but don't say, I can't get there, I'm not there, I don't make enough. Get started in faithfulness. But tithing is a biblical principle. So is saving for the future. Those who provide for their families is a biblical teaching. In fact, the Bible says that a man who doesn't provide for his family is worse than an infidel. And so there are biblical principles about preparing and saving for the future. We see this in the Old Testament. You can see an example of Joseph as he was given the vision to tell the people to set aside a certain amount of the crop for a period of time, knowing that there would be a famine in the land and that they would save and set aside for those times it would be difficult. I think intuitively we know that we have to save and that we're to tithe, don't we? So when we say 10-10-80, it's sort of a straightforward approach. Giving 10%, saving a minimum of 10%, and giving a minimum of 10%, and living on the rest. Now we know as a country we've been going through a time of great upheaval financially. And many people are learning that they've lived beyond their means. And so what I want to share with you all during this session is not so much about all the little principles it takes to save 10% and give 10% and to live on 80%. But I want to talk a little more deeply about what is God's intention about all the things that come through our hands. If everything belongs to Him, it really comes down to how we set our priorities, doesn't it? We tend to invest in the things in our life that are most important to us. In 1995, just a year after my dad's death, I decided that I wanted to complete something that I had set out to do personally for myself when I was a teenager. I'd always wanted to get advanced training in the area of counseling and psychology. My original intention was to do it after I got out of high school, get married, go to college, finish my degree. Well, you know how life happens. You know, one thing happens, another thing happens, and all of a sudden, here I am. I'm 43 years old, and I've not completed something that I set out to do. In 1995, I decided I was going to go back to school to complete my degree in psychology and get a doctorate. Well, the program that I was in Florida, and I was living in Arizona. And so how does this work? And so over the next 5 years, I found myself investing my time, resources, traveling, all of that to be able to complete that process of getting my doctorate in psychology. Because it was important to me. It was a priority. It was something that I was willing to sacrifice other things in my life because it was important to me. Don't you do the same thing? You sacrifice things because something else is more important in your life. In the book of Matthew, chapter 13, if you have your Bibles, because we're going to talk about this 10-10-80 principle, but from a little different perspective today. We're going to talk about really focusing on what's most important in our life.
This is Intentional Living with Dr. Randy Carlson. In just a moment, Dr. Randy presents the next part of his teaching. Today's teaching is just part of a larger study provided to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Find out more about the entire study and how you can get a copy for yourself. Go to theintentionallife.com or call 1-888-1717 and press option number 4.
If you're a celebrity superstar, one of the best places to be seen is at an exclusive charity dinner.
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Rod Robinson, your Intentional Stewardship Coach.
These lavish events, which often cost upwards of $10,000 per ticket to attend, give the world's elite the opportunity to bask in conspicuous wealth and enjoy a status fixation, as one recent observer wrote. Now, I'm glad when money is raised for any good cause, and I don't want to judge anyone's motives, but the Apostle Paul, who probably didn't get invited to many caviar dinners, made it clear that when it comes to giving, what's in your heart is really what matters. If I give all I possess to the poor, he wrote, but I have not love, I gain nothing. True compassion, not a tuxedo, is what you most need to be a radical steward. For Intentional Living, I'm Rod Robinson.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
You know, with a name like Intentional Living, you got to believe that Dr. Randy wants you to be intentional. And you'd be right. This month, he's helping you to be intentional for your life. And when you become a monthly member, you'll not only get Dr. Randy's monthly coaching CDs, but you'll also receive the Intentional Living New Member Kit, which includes two of Dr. Randy's books, Starved for Affection and The Power of One Thing, as well as the IL wristband. Join today. Go to theintentionallife.com or call anytime 1-888-1717 and press option number 4.
Today's teaching from the Intentional Living Center is available to you with our thanks for your gift to the ministry. The teaching includes not only what you hear on the radio today, but all sessions of this entire series. Just go to theintentionallife.com to find out more. Also, Dr. Randy has written the intentionals associated with today's program, and we'd like you to have it free. Just go to the Inspiration tab at theintentionallife.com and click on Intentionals. Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy in the teaching studio at the Intentional Living Center.
Matthew chapter 13, these are words of Christ as he's giving these parables about what is the kingdom of heaven. He says in verse 44, again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy he goes and sells all that he has in order to buy the field. This man is so taken up with this treasure that he's willing to sacrifice everything in his life to get that treasure. Have you ever felt that way? Maybe some of us who are married, remember when we were dating, we sacrificed everybody else and everything else to focus on that relationship. Or we're going through school and we concentrate on getting through school and we sacrifice other things. Or we're working on a project that's important to us and it's kind of like the hours pass and we're not even aware of how the time is going by and we put everything else aside to focus on it. And Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like this treasure that's hidden in a field and a man sells everything so he could buy that field so he can have this treasure. And then as though he's trying to reinforce the point, he goes on in verse 45 and 46 and he says, again, you didn't get it the first time, again, let me illustrate. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeing beautiful pearls who when he found one pearl of great price, he sold all that he had so he could buy it. Again, Jesus is saying the priority is I'm willing to sacrifice everything in order to focus on what is most important. H.L. Hunt, who was a very wealthy industrialist and American who in past decades very well known in the business world, he made the statement, decide what you want, decide what you're willing to exchange for it, establish your priorities, and then go to work. Wow, that's a great focusing statement. You know, life tends to give us back about what we put into it. Life will give us about what we put into it. You and I today are about as spiritual in our life as we have chosen to be by matter of focus. You and I are about as healthy today as we've chosen to be based on what we're willing to eat, how much exercise and taking care of ourselves and seeing our physician. You and I are about as happy today in our life as we've chosen to be. We're about as productive as we've chosen to be. And we're about as financially smart today as we've chosen to be. You know, when my dad got near the end of his life, he died in 1994. And I was close to my dad. I honored him. I loved him. I respected him. He always spoke into my life wisdom. He was one of the men, as I shared with you before, the five men that most influenced my life. He would be the first that I would call to ask for input. And I miss not having that even at my age today. But I was wise enough as it got near the end of his life to sit down with him and have a discussion one day. And I said, Dad, you know, if you could live your life all over again, what would you do differently? Now, for those of you that have parents or people that you respect who are still alive, ask them that question. Gain insight from those who've gone on before you. And, you know, my dad was, I've shared with you before, my dad was Mr. Positive. He didn't want to talk about death. He wasn't one to look in the past. He was always looking to the future. What does God have for us? What can we do? What's the next thing on the agenda? Let's go for it. Even later in his life when his health had failed, he was always focused on what God could do. But he stopped for a moment and we talked. I can remember sitting in the living room of his house. And I don't recall anybody else there. Maybe there were, but I don't recall. And I just said, Dad, if you could live all over again, what would you do differently? And he looked at me and he said, you know, Randy, I don't know. I think I'd do everything about the same. And I could see his little wheels going because I'd taken him to a place he's not usually going to, reflecting. My dad wasn't one to spend a lot of time reflecting on the past and where he'd come from. It was always moving ahead. And I said, Dad, what would you do differently? And he stopped and he thought for a few minutes and he looked at me and he said, Randy, if I could live my whole life over again, I wouldn't spin my wheels so much. I wouldn't spin my wheels so much. What he was saying is, you know, in my life I've made a lot of noise. I've thrown a lot of dirt. I've been seen by others, but I would have focused more. Because my dad was an entrepreneur. Everything my dad touched, he turned into some sort of a mission or business or something. And I've shared with you all, when I was a kid, I grew up and saw my dad go through one business to the next. And as a family, we kind of got dragged into it. Everything from a newspaper clipping bureau that we read 100 newspapers every day for businesses and clipped out articles about them. You know, they didn't have Google back then. So we were the physical Google reading all the newspapers and clipping out articles for famous people who wanted to know what was being said about them. And, you know, that was something that happened in the basement of our home, and we'd get involved in that. And then my dad would have another project. He was always a project person. And I know as my dad ended his life, those last 20 years of his life focused on building a place for underprivileged children gave him the greatest joy of his life. I think he was saying to me, Randy, if I could live my whole life over again, I wouldn't spin my wheels so much on just a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Not bad stuff. You know, the Bible says that while all things are permissible, not all things are what? Beneficial for us, see? And so as we talk about the 10-10-80 principle today, I'm not going to share with you five things you need to do to save more money or six things you can do to be a better tither. I'm going to get back to what are the priorities. How are we spinning our wheels in areas of our life that keep us from doing the things that are really important in our lives?
That's day one, God's intention for money. It's a heart issue, and it's also a math issue. You get the math and the heart right, you're going to be in great shape, no matter what you make. A lot of people make a lot of money and they're broke. A lot of people make very little and they're doing okay because they got their heart and the math right. And we'll continue this series again tomorrow. You know, as we wrap up this month of November today, I just want to again say thank you for listening and supporting the ministry. And I really feel compelled and needed to come to friends and share with you, with just a month to go now and wrapping up this year, nearly 20% of all of the financial support needed for the ministry from listeners, from you, and from myself, because we support as well, will need to come in during December. And it's always the high point of giving, as you can imagine, between Thanksgiving and the end of the year. So I want to just ask you to pray about today doing something very, very special. It would be a great help to me if you believe in this message of intentional living, if it's impacted your life as a child of God, you're finding encouragement and some equipping help in living intentionally. Could you reach out and be intentional, do something today to financially support the ministry? I want to challenge you to share a year-end gift of $100 or more. Now, you may not be able to do that. Share what you can. But you know what? There's somebody listening, maybe a business family, a business couple, or person, and you could share $1,000 or $2,000 or $5,000 or $10,000. I'm going to just be bold enough to say there's someone right now, maybe we've never met, could say, hey, here's $20,000 to help you close out this year. Whatever it is, whatever God has laid on your heart, wherever you are, come and be a part of this mission. Share your gift by going to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or call during West Coast business hours at 888-888-1717 and press number 4. We love hearing your stories. Share them with us at 888-888-1717 as well. Stories and also an opportunity to share with the ministry. Andrea is on the phone. We're going to get to her call here in just a minute.
Well, I'm a single mother. I've never been married. I don't have a job. I got laid off from a great job back in July of last year, and I haven't been able to find anything that could support my lifestyle. And here I am. I'm completely out of money. I've squandered my savings. I do have money still in my 401k, but I'm really hesitant to break into that because that's all I've got left.
I'm morphing from a damsel in distress in financial crisis to walking and trusting God that his principles actually work. And I'm about 10-5-80 right now. I'm working on 10-10-80. I am tithing as the 10, and the 5 is the amount I've been able to put in savings every month.
And I'm more than willing to get my hands dirty, I guess. It's just such a scary feeling. But you're right, that's what I need to do. Absolutely be intentional about it. And it's just funny that this program was on today, because this is exactly what I prayed about last night. I just got down on my knees and I said, God, I can't do this without you. I need your help. This on the radio, so I had to call.
I've been listening to your program for a number of years, so I've been hearing it. But sometimes being a hearer and a doer are very different things. I think until we're faced with a crisis, sometimes God can't grow the things in us that he wants to, and we have to have those storms in life.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center. Let's go to Andrea, who's on the line in Michigan today. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What's your question today?
Well, it has to do with finances and budgeting.
Uh-huh.
My husband is a builder. I'm a stay-at-home homeschool mom.
Okay.
And he's the only income. And I'm just struggling to budget on such an inconsistent income.
Yeah, so he'll be a season where he builds some homes, and then it'll be a season where he doesn't.
Or just remodeling, and yeah.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
All sorts of jobs.
So, and then you're responsible for the budget?
Yes.
Does he work with you on that, or is it kind of dropped in your lap?
A little bit, but I mostly pay the bills. And.
But do you have an emergency fund?
Not at the moment.
Okay, so you're going day to day, basically.
Right. We also recently built a house and had some debt from the house built.
You don't feel comfortable with your financial situation, and your husband's more comfortable. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, he's with me. I just grew up with parents who worked for the state and GM and had a 9-to-5 job,
sure,
or 8-to-5 job, steady income. And so just the inconsistency of the income, I just have trouble.
Sure. That's a different...
coming up with a plan.
It's a different life. Here's some principles that we've taught over the years when it comes to this area being intentional finance. If you have the inconsistency in the work, some people work on commission, or in your case, it depends on if he's got projects or not, is to kind of look historically what's been the pattern of income, let's say for the last 12 months, the last 18 months, the last 24 months. Is there any reason to believe that the overall pattern won't continue into the future? Is it growing? Is it flat? Is it decreasing? What would happen if something happened to him, if he was injured or something on the job?
Right.
And so when you don't have the, quote, security of being in an employment position, I would generally recommend that you guys need to work on an emergency fund, but have an additional balance. In other words, grow that bigger so you have more cushion. Some people might be at 3 months. You might want to be at 6 months or more because of those things. Making sure that having the right kind of insurance in place if he got sick or disabled or those kinds of things that are reasonable. But I think you do it together and you sit down and put a plan together. But if this is going to be your future, I mean, if he's going to be in a business where he's entrepreneurial and likes to run his own business, then you're going to have a little more cushion, would be my recommendation.
Okay.
Also,
that is our goal, is to build the emergency fund.
I would stop everything until I got that emergency fund built up. I mean, that would be for me. I would really, and you know, Dave Ramsey talks about $1,000, you know, getting that. But that's a good start. But in your case,
right,
I think then you continue to build until you have a little more cushion, because that's going to help you feel better about those unexpected things that can happen. Then you have some breathing room to work on some things. Parkey Thompson, who is our intentional living financial coach, has information might be helpful to you if you go to our website at theintentionallife.com and then click on the tab About and then go to Content Contributors, and you'll see Parkey Thompson there, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, God bless you. Let me ask you, is the business doing well? Is it growing? Is he doing better than he was last year?
Well, he just started it back up again. Since we made the decision to give up other incomes, God has just really provided and just jobs and income. And
it's good.
Yes, it's a lot of work.
He just
keeps coming in.
But he's getting...
So one door closes.
Yeah. Good for
and
you.
And more doors open. Yeah. So...
Well,
it's been a blessing.
That's great. And let me just share one thing. Sometimes people are very entrepreneurial. They'll get out and do get their own business going, but not stop and put a budget together. When I mean a budget, a business budget. I mean, how much is it really costing to run this business, and tools and time and travel and all of that, and really run it as a business so you can really see what the trend is. But when you start a new business like this, you know, you're going to have to be on bread and water and just, you know, plan to just, it's going to be tough in the early days, but as it starts to grow and develop, if God continues to bless, it's going to be, you know, it could be really a good thing. But I really would work on getting a budget together and include in that setting aside, getting some cash so you've got cash reserve as an emergency fund. All right. Again, you know, intentional living, I'm not a financial advisor, but we've got help for you online and there's a lot of material available. But God bless you. May God honor your decision to step up and do this as a couple.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Tanya. My husband and I are living intentionally by sticking to God's design for money. We are learning to live that it is not our money, but it is His. We recently sold a vehicle. So we went from 3 vehicles down to 2 vehicles. And with that money, we are tithing off of it. And we are hitting our financial goals this month of living the 10-10-80 plan. And we are working every day intentionally to raise our children, to worship the Lord and Christ. And we are just so thankful for your program. Because without your program, Dr. Randy, we wouldn't know what to do. Your radio station is a guidance to us every day, and we are just so thankful that you are on the radio. Thank you, Dr. Randy, and all of Family Life Radio. We are so thankful.
Well, listen, what do you say? That's just a great encouragement. That's why we're here. And as you hear her share, I hope it tells you as a listener, hey, my support makes a difference. As you support the radio, as you support Intentional Living here at Year End, it means a lot. Thank you for doing that. Intentional Living is listener supported here at the literally just a month to go. What you all do is going to make a big difference. That's why I'm challenging you to pray about sharing with us a year-end gift. If you could share that $100, there's a target, $100 or more, and maybe you can't. But you know what? If you could share $50 or whatever it is, just everybody involved. You know, it's like anything in life. When everybody gets involved, it makes a difference. And so whatever you can do, if it's $100 or $1,000 or $2,000 or if it's $50, thank you. It all goes into helping us continue to have this ministry move forward. So here's where you go. Just go to theintentionallife.com. You can give safe and securely online, theintentionallife.com, or you can call during West Coast business hours and talk to our staff directly at 888-888-1717. That's the number, right? That's the number comes in here for live programs and for recording your stories and also for talking to our staff. But when the phone gets answered, press number 4, and it'll take you right directly to our staff if you're calling during West Coast business hours, okay? Tomorrow, we're going to continue on day number 2 of God's Intention for Your Money. Maybe you have a story you'd like to share, what God has done by you choosing to be intentional with your money. Tell us about it. Call and share it on our storyline at 888-888-1717. All right, we'll see you here tomorrow with more Intentional Living.